Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
Hey.
Hey.
This is episode 17 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
Yes.
What we are unlearning about marriage.
So beforehand, we're just going to tell you right now. You see the Instagram stories? We're sick as hell.
We're not that bad.
Both of us are sick.
But we're also professionals, and we're going to give you high quality podcast episode, despite the fact that we're dying inside.
That was a jab at me, you guys.
No, was it? I was really encouraging myself.
All right, so we have a lot of new voicemails.
Thank y'all.
But we're only going to play two. But don't worry, though. We will play everyone's over the next few episodes of this season. More on that coming later. We apologize for the number being wrong as hell.
Yeah.
We gave y'all the wrong number, but we fixed it everywhere. And now you can still call us.
By number, she was talking about the number for the voicemail.
Yeah.
Someone noticed that they were calling and they weren't calling us.
Right.
So apologies.
So it's 770-750-4098.
Yes.
450-750.
It's a number.
So we assume anyone leaving a voicemail wants us to play it. But if you don't.
Let us know in the message that you don't want us to play.
Yeah, we realized that people weren't really expecting us to play it, and we did. So we've been sending text messages to people, just making sure from our Google number. And so far, we've been getting all yeses. But just in case, just let us know, and we'll be sure to ask you.
So our voicemail coming up is from a caller who really wanted to share about the dangers of alcohol.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
We hope you enjoy.
Hey again, this is Alicia. I'm calling with a embarrassing drunk story. So it was my freshman year in college, and which wasn't that long ago, because I'm about to be a junior now. And we decided to throw my friend a surprise birthday party. And so it was in a senior's apartment, and it was really nice. But the only thing about it was everybody was drinking and smoking. So I decided, which wasn't smart at the time, to just take shots of Jack Daniel's honey instead. And which, as I said before, was not a good idea. I continued to do it throughout the night just so I could catch up with everybody. And as the night progressed, I'm just taking them back to that because, as Randy stated in last week's episode, I did not feel it, and I wanted to be as tart as everybody else was. So I'm continuously taking these shots, and all of a sudden, I feel it all coming up, and I threw up on this senior's floor, and it was terrible. They took me upstairs. I was trying to figure out why my throw up was blue. Come to find out, we had blue birthday cake that night, and my friends were trying to come upstairs, but the seniors wouldn't let them because they didn't want everybody in their apartment, and it was really terrible. Then I came to the realization that I was ruining my friend's birthday. Keep in mind, he did not know I was upstairs, so I am crying at this point. I'm crying a lot, and I come downstairs, and my friend sees me. He's like, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Okay, it's time to go." So I started to get my stuff together, and I run outside. And I go to school in Massachusetts, so in March, it was still snow on the ground. So I run outside, I fall, and I bust my ass in front of everybody. And I'm so embarrassed, and I kept crying, and my friend just looked down at me and was like, "Alicia, get your ass in the car." But he held me up, and I got in the car, and then they took me back to my room. But it was so embarrassing because I thought I ruined his birthday, and to this day, they still make fun of me for it. But I'm really enjoying you guys' podcast. Hope to hear more songs. See you guys later. Bye.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
So that was Alicia.
Yeah.
Ruining niggas' birthday party. You forgot the cake was blue.
Thank you for telling us about that story.
Yeah, nah, no judgment. You ain't the only one that's messed up somebody's party. No. Or was so drunk that you thought you was messing up somebody's party. Which kind of messed it up even worse because nobody even think about you.
Right. So thank you, girl. That is hilarious.
It is. Yeah. Hey, man, real quick tip out there for people who are still drinking at parties. Aim for the tub, not the toilet.
Yeah, Mikey's big on that.
Yeah, washes the whole thing out. You don't have to stick your face where people poop. Make your life easy.
Yeah, he's really, yeah.
So serious.
I know you are.
Hit that shower head. Watch it all just wash away.
Oh, no.
Like the dirt that come off your body.
Like, okay, so...
This is episode 17 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast with your host. I am Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And we are here to talk about everything that we are loving, learning, and unlearning about marriage. And today we are going to talk about the unlearning part.
Right.
So, all right. Well, before we get into this episode of about what we are unlearning about marriage, naturally, wifey has to start us off with
a love story.
Yes. So, take us there, baby.
All right. So, Baba actually told me about this love story.
Who?
Your mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. You said mama, but because you're sick, it sounded like Baba. I was like, who Baba?
Y'all, I'm so sorry. I'm trying. I can't breathe through my nose.
You got it, baby. You got it. So Baba told you.
She forgot to send it to me, but I remembered her talking about it, so I just Googled it.
Why she don't send me nothing?
Because you don't check anything. You don't check your phone. That's you don't check your emails.
It's not true. Huh?
So I found this story on today.com.
On where?
Today.
Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
Nobody's going to listen to this episode.
It's a good... Go.
Today.com.
There you go. Just delete that whole pause.
I'm
going to
edit all that out.
Go ahead.
So this story is about Amy Krause Rosenthal. I don't know. I don't think that's my nose. I don't think that's my nasal.
Sounds like a cold medicine that you're naming.
I don't want to talk about their name. Rosenthal. I hate to say that.
Got you.
So she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer 2 years ago. 2 years ago being 2015. This story is actually old. It is from 2017.
Got you.
On the day her youngest daughter went to college. Now she's written a heartbreaking New York Times column personal ad for her husband to start dating. So basically she created a personal ad for what I just said. Her husband to start dating.
Her husband died.
Yeah. So the column is titled, "You May Want to Marry My Husband." I really should have looked up some follow-up so I could let you know how this ended. It's now 2018. So anyway, she is in her early 50s and met her husband on a blind date in 1989. Mm. She didn't have any expectations, but that changed by the end of dinner. So, again, they have been married for 26 years. Okay, so the ad reads, "He stays in good shape. He's a good dresser with a flair for fabulous socks. He can cook. He's handy and loves live music. Our 19-year-old daughter would rather go to a concert with him than anyone else." She says a lot of other sweet things. It is the emotional column with a blank area where her husband Jason and his future companion could have space to begin their journey together. Incise it with all my love, Amy.
Huh.
Yeah. What?
So just clarify, she about to die.
Yes.
So she puts in the newspaper an ad.
Yeah. Oh, she's also a best-selling author of this book called Encyclopedia of Life. I think it's a memoir, and it actually sold really well.
What made you pick this one?
Well, Mama said it was really sweet, and she said, "Have you heard about this? It's about a writer who sets her husband up," and I was like, "Huh." No, I haven't. And so, yeah, I just picked it because I needed a love story, and and this was one that had fallen into my lap.
That's so sweet.
It is.
Yes. Gotta ask, just for the people listening, would you do something like that for me?
Yes, if I was setting up with a man. We've already talked about this. You can marry at the...
What if it's a woman with the last name Man? Like,
no,
I
already told...
Isn't Tamela Mann somebody?
You.
I've heard that name before.
The gospel singer?
Oh, yeah, from when I was working security at the concert. Yes. What about
you? You can marry if I die before you, uh-huh, and you're still like in your years.
Yes.
Absolutely. But you can only marry a man.
A woman with the last name Man.
No, a man.
Okay. Well, I'd also leave an ad for you.
Okay.
It would threaten everyone. Like, I'm gone. Leave her alone.
Get your life.
Because I got hitters.
Boy.
That'll take care of you.
Yeah, right, no, I'm so sorry.
We could. Well, thank you, baby. I enjoyed that story.
Did you?
Yes, that you put all that thought and research and heart.
So anyway. No,
that was cute.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow up and maybe bring it back for the next episode about if she's still alive,
do
what
that.
Happened, all that, because I didn't do that.
I would like to hear.
Okay.
Hmm. What if like a million people responded and like, then she was told she not dying no more?
Well, then you delete the ad.
But like, isn't that false advertisement then?
Dude, it's ovarian cancer. I think that
nobody
all
would
come to terms
with. Got you. Done.
You ready?
Yes. All right. Let's get into our main topic, love.
Yeah.
So today we are talking about what we are unlearning, or what we've unlearned about marriage within our first couple of years.
Yeah.
The reason why we decided to do this was because our tagline is...
Yeah, so we got some feedback. So back around June 12th, we sent out a message on Instagram. Was like, hey, anybody got any episode ideas? And a few people responded. We have already done an episode.
Yep.
With the listener's feedback. That was a long distance one / the rumor mill.
Yep.
And this one is from another listener. So this is from Sheila. I went to school with her, college with her, and she was always really sweet. And she listens.
What's Sheila say?
She said, in your tagline, you mentioned unlearning. Can you have an episode where you talk about what you're unlearning, in parentheses, family, society, and how you're doing that? I know you're not marriage counselors, but I do look up to you guys a lot.
Stop.
And she says, lastly, thanks for posting about the loving family. I know technically it's not black love, but it was a victory for all black people and others who found love elsewhere.
Word.
So yeah, that day was Loving Day, National Loving Day. And we had posted something.
See, I really love when people give feedback like this because we have something to talk about. Otherwise, you're just going to be talking to each other about whatever.
Yeah.
So this works.
So thank you so much, Sheila.
So because of that, Sheila, the wife and I were inspired to make a list.
Yeah.
Five things that we have unlearned.
And are unlearning constantly.
And, you know, this isn't the only five things. This is just what we could think of in our drugged up stupor.
Yeah. We were like, okay, babe, how do we do this and not die?
And while we were coming up with the list, I was nodding off, but it wasn't on purpose. It's because I still have NyQuil in my system in the middle of the day.
And I have humidifier. So anyway.
All right.
So the first thing on our list is we are unlearning / unlearned that there is only one way to be married / to do marriage. Now, we've talked to a lot of people who are married, and I've seen this around as well, where people say that, like, they've been having these expectations of what they thought marriage was going to be like. And then when the relationship wasn't matching up to that, they get really upset or feel let down or
want to give up or like, you know, just defeated.
Then they realize, you know what? My marriage don't got to look like theirs, even though I think they're really cute. I think they're really great. But
what might be right for you may not be right for some.
And that's real. Like, it doesn't seem like a really big deal until that first year of marriage.
And
well, Sheila,
like,
I think you're married, so I think you get.
So you mean, so by that you said there's only one way
to
be married. It's something that we unlearned. Did you think that our marriage was going to be one way and it turned out to be another?
I mean, yeah, I think we talked about that too in the Just Married Good Luck episode or Finding Clean Fields. Like, I think that we thought when we got married, nothing would change. I don't know, like, we or everything would, or I think we thought we'd have a better handle on it, like we thought other people did.
I don't think we were prepared. I think we had a good idea.
We thought we were prepared.
I didn't think we were prepared
for marriage. Like,
so I always had the thought that I knew it would be different. I just didn't know what it would be or how it would be. Like, yeah. I knew things were going to change. I just didn't know how they were going to change. So I was just kind of like, you know, when it comes, we'll deal with it. Type of like attitude, like we'll handle it as we go, like go with the flow type thing. It was just my attitude towards it. But I had expectations and I was like, hopefully it goes along with these expectations, you know, it flows in this direction. But you know, expectations
are the devil.
Are the devil.
So yeah, I think so. Maybe that was what we unlearned expectations. But yeah, I just realized that I don't have to, my marriage doesn't have to look like my grandparents. It doesn't have to look like my parents when they were married. We can pretty much set up the rules however we want. And that freed us up a little bit. I don't think
my grandparents were ever married. And my parents weren't married. But like the marriages that I did like look up to, they're still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So, number two.
Number two. I came up with this one. Because I'm brilliant.
Babe.
One of the things that I had to unlearn was marriage is not 50-50.
Okay.
You don't split stuff down the middle. It's not how it works. It's a partnership. And in a partnership, that doesn't always mean one person has to do half the work, one person has to do the other half. Sometimes it got to be a 60-40 split or 80-20 split, 90-10 split on any given day.
Yeah.
We had to go through bouts of unemployment over here in the Chapman household.
Yeah.
And wife had to carry us for a while. And that just was what it was. Like, for however many weeks it took until I was able to like find steady employment for a minute. And then it flipped, you know, and then it's like, then I'm making more now. But like at the end of the day, we're trying to get towards the same goals. I forgot what the analogy was that I used it, but like, think about track sprinters. They all, the ones that pass the baton around.
Yeah.
Everybody has to run their leg of the race.
Yeah.
And you got to carry your own weight at a certain part. Some people run a lot faster around like the curve than they do in a straightaway. Like, you got to know your strengths and you got to do what you got to do to be the first ones with that baton back around. But it's not 50-50. And, you know, if you think that is going to be just even the entire time, or it's going to always just appear to be what you think equal is, then you're wrong.
That's deep. I didn't think that's where you were going.
Oh, what'd you think I meant?
I thought you meant like, no, but I agree with you. I thought you meant like, you know, somebody's like, you have to meet me halfway. It was like, well, no, I don't want to meet you halfway. Let's how about we
that too.
Together?
I mean,
how about we just go together? How about we both give 100%?
Yeah, compromising is another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you will have to come to some sort of agreement, which means that somebody will have to go 70%
of the
way. Halfway,
but you know, like when you're racing, I guess your race analogy, like I think that whole like give me 50-50, but no, I will give you 100%. And you will give me
100%.
And sometimes 100% may be 10.
Sometimes my 100% just looks different than your 100%. Like, that's just...
Yeah. I thought that's where you were going. Yeah. But no, I really agree with you. Because, yeah, we have learned that in these last 2 years. And I'm sure in the very many years to come.
I remember you were talking about something about how there was a couple or something you read. And they were talking about, like, splitting the bills. And there was the ongoing argument on social media about like, should women have to split the bills with the man that they like living with or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it was like, well, yeah. Unless like the dude you with is like some type of millionaire and y'all are like well off. You know, we got together when we were young. And so we've always been in the mindset of like, we work together. We split it the best way that we can. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes you up. And then like, until we find like a balance, but it was never the expectation of like, oh nah, you got it all.
You covered up, yeah. Until shit happens.
Yeah.
So number three.
Number three, baby. What you got?
Sometimes keeping shit private is harmful. Mm. And I think
so that old
everything happens in this house stays in this house.
Yeah, what happens in this house stays in this house.
Happens between you, stays between you. I think that in some ways, okay.
I think that's like a 10% rule. That's like,
no, I mean, there are like, some things, I guess, in your marriage.
Some things.
Yeah. You shouldn't. But at some point, it's harmful. And it like, you know, I've always felt like, for instance, for me, when I was keeping stuff from my mom or from women in my family who I love.
Friends.
And who love you and who have proved themselves to hold us accountable and to not pick sides in like a very messy, abusive like way. When I realize I'm keeping stuff from them, I'm realizing that's like some internal shame that I'm not really ready to get called out for. And I think that, and then when I do finally, you know, confess or tell the truth, I feel better. We're better. Like at some point you have to, I think I had to unlearn, like I had to reach out. Like I had to be like, look, I need help, or I'm not doing so well, or I fucked up, you know? So what do I do? Because keeping this to myself and trying to work it out got me in this mess. And I'm trying to get out. But I do understand the private thing. But I just don't think that that's always helpful. I really don't. I've had to unlearn that. Like,
to add on to that, I didn't, it wasn't that way with me. I didn't have to learn how to share things with people on the outside. It was sharing stuff with you. So that same, sometimes keeping shit private is harmful. Sometimes keeping shit from you has always proven to be
bad.
Like bad.
Yeah.
Like, because all you wanted was, you know, for something to be communicated ahead of time, for you to not be left in the dark about something. Nobody likes to hear that they've been fucking up for months and you've been holding it in and you didn't say nothing until right now. And now your reaction is like way out of here. Like you've blown up in a way that I'm confused as all hell because you have never expressed that this was a problem before.
Yeah.
So things like that, like keeping shit private can be harmful internally and externally. If Randy was out here whooping my ass all up and down this house, I should tell.
That's not funny. That you absolutely should.
I should.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm not. I'm sorry. Beat. I'm not.
She hurts me.
I just don't have the energy for you.
It's okay. I was trying to make you laugh. All right. Number four. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah. So when you first told me this, I was like,
it was first inspired by Kevin Hart's response to
Mikey
cheating on his rib. So the Mikey nobody being perfect thing, at least in our marriage, I had this expectation, or one of the things that I felt was like, you know, my partner, who I love more than anybody else, is going to always be like on this pedestal, right? I'm going to place you really, really high up, and nothing is better than you. And like, you can do no wrong. And that's not true.
Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting for creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too, and creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
Right.
And vice versa.
Yes.
And this was something that we had to like really learn along the way, how to like humanize the other, because I am not God.
Yeah.
And you are not God, and you are not perfect. Okay. But that's not how I looked at it. Like you were my Randy. You were my heir. What all type of corny
that's
stuff
a lot
I used
of pressure
to write. It was mad pressure. But like, it is what it is. Like, that's just
until I break it and you're looking at me sideways.
Now you're like, damn, you ain't heir.
You're ashes. Yeah.
You smoke.
You know what I think? I actually hate you.
I have not said that. That was the first time I felt something that felt
babe,
like
babe, you can say that you hated me.
Even looking back at it, now I was just like, no, I didn't hate you. I was just angry. I was angry.
Babe, okay.
That was my first time ever being like, yo, I'm dead ass angry at her. Yo, she ain't shit. It wasn't the one that I hate. I was like, God.
You don't have to tell
shit.
Her. I see you.
Huh?
I see you and I know you. And I know what it was. It's okay.
It wasn't.
But that's like, yeah, that is so, something we both had to
yeah,
learn.
But, and that happens. This person is not going to remain perfect and like whatever this idea of like perfection is.
Like, you're not going to be your best self all the time.
You won't. Especially if you're with somebody your entire life.
Yeah.
Like, start to finish.
They're
going to
do some foul
day,
shit.
You're going to see shit.
Yeah.
Now, you can hide that shit when you're in a relationship. And y'all like boyfriend and girlfriend, and y'all like courting or dating. You know, you don't see everything. You only see like the best parts of that person.
Yeah.
But like, when you get exposed to the worst, then it's different.
Right.
Like, what we're going to talk about in this fight or flight later.
Which actually ties into the last thing on the list, number five.
Number five, baby, what is it?
Marriage is hard, but it doesn't have to be painful. And I think I had to unlearn. Like, I think going around, especially on social media, and I bring up social media because that's just where I see it the most, because social media is accessible.
That's just where our generation is and how we communicate best and...
Not even just
right
us.
Now.
It'd be some baby boobos out here acting up, but
everybody act up from every generation on Facebook.
Right.
Be grandparents out here.
Yeah. So I think people equate, like, you constantly see people being held up because they've endured so much. They've overcome so much.
Yeah,
they
she held me down
so
when
even
I was like
I was
out
shit,
here.
I
got
like
six other
affairs.
Babies.
Right.
Six babies with like
the
eight
whole
baby mamas. And
but
they
she,
are her family members.
But she the what? Because she stayed down.
She stayed down.
Like, no. That's,
she held your boy down when
that's
I went to prison for, like, robbing
physically,
her.
Mentally, all of it's abusive as hell.
It is.
And marriage doesn't have to be abusive. Like, it's hard for other reasons. It's hard because I'm not always waking up in a good mood. But that impacts how I treat Mikey. Then I have to, like, figure that shit out. And it's hard because some days you just... sick, you know. It's hard.
I think it's hard because it's like constant exposure. I can't hide from you. You see me. If no one else in the world sees me today, every single day, you see me.
Yeah.
I have one person at least who sees and cares about me every single damn day, and that's annoying.
No, it is. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Give me some space. This is why Mikey be in the living room, I'll be upstairs.
Sometimes you just need room. And I'm not talking about me. Sometimes you just need room, my dear.
You know what?
And I think it's important that I give it to you.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so marriage is hard, but it doesn't have to be traumatic or tragic.
You know, like old songs in the 90s and shit, I was talking about that. I was listening to something like a Ja Rule song. He was like, you know, love is pain. That used to be like a thing.
It's really
like,
hard.
You know, I love you if I hurt you, but not like really hurt you. If you have like feelings towards me and you feel some type of way after I hurt you, that meant that I loved you. And this is what love is.
You know, and I grew up with grandparents who are still married. They've been married for over 50 years. And
congratulations to them.
It is a feat, but it was also very painful. Like, I have a lot of memories of their marriage, and it ain't always been, it's not just hard for them, you know? And it's not just their marriage, it's a lot of people's marriage. And I just realized I don't have to bring that same energy or accept the same energy in my marriage.
Real shit.
So I'm not about to be in pain.
I see a lot of like short-term marriages and see how like they crash and burn quickly. I've never seen the long, slow crash and burn. Well, but like I see them quick accidents, and so I know like how to avoid those things, and that's what I think about. But I ain't trying to hurt you out here. I'm trying to see you thrive. I want my baby to grow. I want her to blow up, so I ain't got to work no more. I'm just trying to be out here, you know, just be a stay at home husband, live my best life.
You're so stupid.
Playing my PlayStation 6 when they release that.
Are they?
So at some point.
The 5.
I'm talking about like
or
in
no?
the future.
Oh, okay.
They got to get to like 10 at
I'm
some
overwhelmed.
Point. What do you mean?
By there. Anyway, so yeah, so that was the last one. So the list goes again. There is only one way to be married.
Marriage is not 50-50.
Sometimes keeping shit private is harmful.
Nobody is perfect.
And the fifth one.
It's hard.
But it doesn't have to be painful.
Love is not always pain, baby.
It's not. Love is safe. I saw that the other day.
That's true.
It's safe.
Let me take you next door so you can feel safe.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started with you. Do not.
You don't want to feel some safe
pain? Have me, Mikey.
Okay, all right. Engagement today, baby.
Okay, so listeners, please share some things that you have had to unlearn. If you're not in a relationship, some things that you know you have to unlearn, or some things you want to unlearn before you enter one.
Yeah.
But leave us a voicemail. Send us an email, blackmailmare@gmail.com. That's also the show notes. You know, just let us know.
Or if you want to hear your voice played on one of our episodes and it's a good enough story.
Yeah, just leave us a voicemail.
Just
let us know anything you've had to unlearn or what your partner has had to unlearn. Just let us know.
Yeah. There's a lot more that could be added to this list. Like misogynistic shit, patriarchal shit, stuff that would take all day to talk about what I gotta like really unlearn when it comes to talking to a woman and communicating with a woman on a consistent basis that's healthy.
Yep.
But I've mastered it.
You mastered what?
I've mastered communicating with a woman.
With me?
With women in general. I don't talk to other women, so I've mastered it. Ain't number one, girl.
I love you. Uh-huh. All right, baby. Fight or flight.
It is.
So technically it's mine, but I gave it to Mikey.
No, it's mine. Last week you gave it to Bree. And speaking of, let's follow up on that fight or flight real quick.
Why do we have to follow up?
Oh, you don't want to follow up on it?
I really don't.
So, fine.
What do you want to say?
I love you, Brie. That's all I will say about that.
I cannot stand
today's fight or flight. What?
Y'all
don't want to talk about it. It's okay. Fight or flight. So,
yeah.
As our listeners have heard for the last 20 plus minutes, we are dying. From a sickness. And when people are sick, y'all already know what the deal is. Something, you know, you're a mess. You're not always thinking about being the cleanest person.
Mike.
You're not. It's a thing that happens.
Is it supposed to be about cleanliness?
It's gonna be about cleanliness.
Babe, are you serious?
Just hear me out, okay? I love you. Let me just start by saying that. So you were blowing your nose last night because you had mucus and stuff built up. And, you know, Mucinex loosens that shit up. Mucinex DM. They did not pay us. I just wanted to shout them out. Is it
that
DM
was
or PM?
Robitussin, babe.
One of the medicines. It was that Tussin. Randy took some of that Tussin, PM.
Actually.
And it made her have to blow her nose a lot. And when you blow your nose, you know, you blow it in tissue, and then you throw the tissue away. Right? You're not saying anything.
What the fucking hate you.
That's why I'm just curious, man. So I get in bed late last night. Lights are off already by the time I do that, you know. It's summertime. I ain't wearing no clothes in bed. So, you know, I strip. Hop under the sheets. Lean over and hold my baby. I'm just hugging on her real tight because I love her. I wake up the next morning. Fast forward. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to try to take a shower or something so I can feel better. We stuffed up. We sick. And I walk into the bathroom. And I'm putting my hair behind my head. I can't see, y'all. I don't have on my glasses or anything at this time. I put my glasses on, looking in the mirror, and attached to my belly button. No bullshit. Right next to my belly button is toilet paper, a little tissue rolled up. I was like, oh, damn. I flick it off. It's nothing because it's tissue. It happens. But then I turn around, Randy, and guess what was in my back fold? I ain't the fattest, but I ain't slim no more. So I got like a little fold in my back. And I was sleeping on my side.
I can't breathe.
So in my side back fold, guess what's there, Randy? Tissue. It's fine. I flick that off too.
Me.
I throw it away. And while I'm walking to the trash can in the bathroom, Randy, guess what I see? Stuck to my foot. Tissue. Now, again, y'all, I love my wife, and it's not her fault. She's sick. I'm sick. We sick, right? When I sick, you sick. We sick. And sometimes you just be too tired to, you know, throw the tissue away. That's fine. And sometimes people think it's gross to like put all your tissue together and wrap it in wood or whatever. And you're tired. You're drained. You can't throw them all in a trash can. Okay. No, that's fine. But I feel like there's something that we can work out here,
like,
before I wake up tomorrow and find tissue in my ass. So, my fight or flight view today is there any way that we can get you to throw away some of these tissue? Look what's on the table. Is there any way we can get you to throw away some of these tissue balls?
I am going to keep a bag next to me, and I'm going to dump the tissues in there. But awesome. I was keeping them under the pillow because things are hard to find.
Oh.
When I'm asleep and I really need to blow my nose, I don't feel like getting out of bed. And I can't help that thing.
You keep under the pillow? I didn't find that one, I guess. I haven't checked the back of my hair, so I'll let y'all know. Wait, hold up. No, it's not there. It's clean.
I really don't like you, and I feel attacked.
You should feel attacked by whatever virus is killing you inside.
Everything is your fault.
How is this my fault?
Everything is your fault.
You got this cold from your sister or somebody. It wasn't me.
Left me up snoring all night.
Are you flipping the fight or flight? You want to fight? Is that what
I'm
this is
fighting.
About? I was snoring because I was sick because of you.
You know what?
Huh?
You know what? Stop.
I'm sorry. That's what you sound like.
You know what?
It's okay, babe. I think that sick Randy is adorable.
It's not.
It is. It really is. I just don't want to find any more tissue in my fat rolls.
My immune system is shot to hell.
But you look beautiful.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You know how, y'all, we talk about this. I talk about how my wife normally smells of shea butter and all types of little scents that she gets from Shea Shea Bakery. And, you know, she used to smell like cinnamon rolls. Now, she smells like Vicks. But I love you.
So
thank you for flighting that.
Yes, I'm going to just keep a bag by me, and I'm going to just throw them away.
And I will make sure that we are stocked with Kroger bags at the top floor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, PDA.
You first, boo. It's okay. Randy's currently picking her nose.
Stuff in my nose?
I can't see. There's a microphone in front of your face. No, there's nothing there.
Okay.
Your nose looks cute, though.
Well, babe, the other day.
Yes.
Yesterday, actually. I have been trying to not cry for a week because I've been sick since Tuesday. And I knew that crying would only make it worse.
Yep. That's how it works.
Especially because I am so congested. Like, I blow snot and only, like, a drop comes up. But I know that there are things in there. I know.
It's okay.
I've done nasal spray. I've done soup. Uh-huh. I've done everything.
Randy
I've taken a
minced
spoonful
garlic
of garlic.
And put honey on it.
And I swallowed
it. Like a shot.
Because my therapist said it would work. And all it did was give me a bowel movement. My first in 3 days. That's all
All right, Randy. Grossing out listeners.
Sorry.
Before they stop listening to this podcast.
So.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I just couldn't take
it. Real quick, if you listen, if you have any remedies for sickness and you're listening to this, we're probably still sick by the time you hear this. Please, like, shoot us some, like, some house stuff.
Nothing's working. I've been told to try spices, peppers, okay. And I'm damn.
You know what you haven't tried? Enough. Tequila. Shot of 1800 might kill all them germs.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
So, anyway, yesterday.
Yes.
I cried.
Why?
Cried. Like, the big baby that I am. And you laid there with me and held me as I cried. And yes. I really appreciate you for doing that. Because I was inconsolable. I was just like...
You were consolable.
I was inconsolable.
You stopped fighting for it and you lay down.
And I just cried.
You did.
I had a good long cry, y'all. Because Mikey sat there. Because he's sick too. He still sat there. So thank you, baby. For sitting with me and letting me cry on you. And there was no start on him because I'm congested. So it worked out. That's true.
There were no boogers, just tears.
Yeah.
Look at God.
Just tears. Nothing came out of my nose. So I should have just cried days ago. But anyway, thank you, babe. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
For you just sitting there taking it. Okay.
That's what's up.
Your turn.
Okay. My PDA for you.
You are not allowed to thank me for my consistency anymore.
Why? Somebody said something?
Because you've done it the last 2 times.
I really love your consistency, boo. It's the hottest thing about you, girl. Consistent as hell. Matter of fact, I do want to talk. Ooh. So no consistency, no effort.
No.
I can't shout out the effort. All right. Well, then this may seem something small, but it's really big to me. My wife and I we prefer different things. Randy reads more than I do. I watch movies more than she does. We both love music, but I listen to it a lot. All the time. I like sound. I like movement. I'm not really a fan of quiet. I hate it. It makes me itch.
You get it better, I think.
I am. Since last summer, but it's still killing me inside.
Yeah.
It does. I just try not to make it seem like it's a big deal because I want to make sure that you know that I've matured as this relationship has matured.
This relationship?
This relationship. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. As the relationship has matured, I've also matured.
Mikey.
Okay. About 50 minutes ago, we were sitting down watching a movie that I've been waiting forever to see. I am a really big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And they added the most recent one on Netflix.
Yep.
And I'm like really hyped because I got to watch it with my baby. I've been working and a lot of my work this week has me out of the building. They had a bring your dog to work day.
Yeah.
So me and group was like all up and down my office building, meeting other dogs and stuff, which I think might have led to me being sick maybe. Nah. This is a cold. And all these things, like I really like spending quality time with my girl. And sometimes that quality time has to be spent in a way that she may not like. But she took the time to be like, yeah, let's watch this movie.
It's good. I love Star Wars.
It was a good movie. Well, we haven't finished it.
We're only an hour in.
But like,
yeah.
I love it. And I love that I got to spend some time with you today.
Thanks, babe. So it was nice. We haven't like sat and chilled with each other because I've been in bed.
And I've been at work. I love my job. Anyone listening, by the way, love it there. Big ups to you.
But yeah.
So yes, thanks,
babe. You're welcome.
For spending some QT with your boy.
It was fun. It's been fun. So okay, yes. Baby.
Oh, all right. Well, that was episode 17.
Yeah, y'all. This may be the shortest one yet.
But I'm pretty sure y'all are tired of us breathing heavily and mispronouncing words. And talking without breathing through our doses.
Because we aren't breathing. At least I'm not.
But you look beautiful, baby. Beautiful. Where's like the gloss from the Vicks that's normally on your chest?
I need to put some more on.
You should.
You know what? So be sure to check out our website, y'all.
At www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Episode stuff is still there.
Yeah.
The wife and I put together... the timeline that kind of goes through like the nature of our relationship. And I had an idea of some stuff that I want to start adding there. So, you know, look out for that.
Okay. I did it by year, but I'm sure we can just add to it.
Yeah.
So we are still available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. So rate us there. preferably iTunes.
Because iTunes. And subscribe to our newsletter.
Yeah.
If you haven't yet, you're behind the times. But we have a lot more subscribers now. Yeah. Don't know what happened or where that came from.
But hey, y'all.
Hey, shout out to the new listeners. We will be giving out our new prize at the end of the month. And we gave out our prize to our winner.
Yeah.
I was concerned that she didn't know, but she responded. So, like,
yay. Yeah, she got it. She checks her email.
I know. I didn't know if she had got it yet because I hadn't got a reply.
Yeah.
This guy ain't trying to be sending nobody money if they ain't get it.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. I need to go back. PDA. Mikey did all of last week's episode, y'all. Like, he uploaded it.
Thought you forgot.
He put it on. He put it in a newsletter. First time he's touched a newsletter. I edited it before.
I opened the email.
He edited it. He
look, I don't get free gift cards, so I ain't want to open it.
Did I do the snippet? I think I did the snippet, but yes. Still, Mikey did everything else, y'all. Usually when y'all see me editing after an episode and Mikey's recording, he actually did the whole episode last week.
Good times.
And I was not the best teacher. I apologize. But
you did your best.
I'm just not the best teacher. Mikey's so much better at teaching than me. I'm just like...
You're not the most patient, but you did your best. Thank you. You gotta like...
I know. I'm trying to show myself some grace, but hey. I wish I was a little nicer to you. Because you were just trying. But I was just like, dude... Come on.
This shit ain't easy.
I know. So it was really nice to delegate and to give that to you. So thank you so much for doing that last week.
You're welcome.
Okay. So subscribe to our newsletter.
Follow us on social media. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
Black Mill Mayor Pod. Also, y'all, leave us a voicemail. Our number is,
if I scroll down really quickly while I'm talking, I'll be able to find it.
And I think it's 770-750-4098. Thank y'all for listening. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dug it. We're good, so yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talent. So if you made it this far, thanks for listening to the end of the episode.
Right.
We wanted to play this voicemail from this month's winner.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool for her to like just call in and say thank you.
And leave a voicemail about her drunk experience.
Exactly. So here's a little extra.
Thanks.
Peace.
Hey, this is Simone from New York. I actually won the Lyft gift card, which I'm very grateful for. Thank you. I had to call and make this voicemail twice. I just wanted to talk about last week, well, this week's episode about the fucked up story. And I went to a 4th of July barbecue and they had 1800 coconuts. So I was like, wow, this is my opportunity to try it. And I can see why Randy was really messed up, because I'm really shocked that it hits you that hard. That's it. Bye. You guys are doing great.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Meredith Masony.
And I'm Tiffany Jenkins. We're the hosts of Take It or Leave It, a podcast where we discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Join us every week where we sit down and talk about parenting, even though we don't really know what we're talking about. We have guests, we take your calls, and we get weird.
Tiffany and I are just like you. We are two struggling moms who have no idea what we're doing. Join us on Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast for parents.
Acast recommends.